Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, and it's really about supply and demand, with lots of small factors along the way. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. We began this week's perspective on the burden of grocery prices, covering one specific piece of the rest of the story on beef markets. To cover this theme, we've been highlighting the work of Bert Nelson, an American Farm Bureau Federation economist, who has authored in Farm Bureau's Market Intel a report which digs into the background on how we hit the current estimate of $8.15 per pound of fresh beef prices at the supermarket, as prepared by USDA's Economic Research Service. Nelson covers a significant contraction of the beef production herd, reaching a level now that is at a 73-year low level. He also summarizes the current system by sharing another ERS set of analysis on the cost of production for farmers and ranchers overall. The present year estimate is another 4% increase in production expenses. That's the sixth straight year of expenses going up and the fourth consecutive year of new expense records being reached. Quoting Nelson, the crux of this story is the U.S. cattle inventory has decreased to a serious low level, but the market isn't providing incentives to grow the herd again, causing beef prices to record levels. In closing, he draws a thought that we have the most affordable food supply in the world, in part because of the risk of farmers and ranchers take. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.